Okay, Hilchos Pesach, we are at Tav Pei Hei. Din, Misha Nishba Shelo Lachol Matzah. A person makes a Shavua, he's not going to eat matzah. So what happens? Aleph. Amar Shavua Shelo Lachol Matzah Stam. If a person just says, I'm not eating matzah, I'm making a Shavua, but I'm not eating matzah, so what happens? Asur Lachol Matzah Lachol Pesach. It became Asur for him to eat matzah on Lachol Pesach. Because he has a Shavua. He can't be over a Shavua Bekum V'aseh, even if he's doing a mitzvah. Because he made a Shavua that's Kolel all year, all week, whatever. So it includes the night of the mitzvah. And therefore you're not allowed to be over this, the Shavua is Chal, and you're not allowed to be over it, right. Even if he's going to lose out on a mitzvah, b'shev v'al ta'aseh. Now, obviously, it's a mitzvah to do hatara on your shavua if you can. Now, amar shavua shelo ochel matzah b'lel pesach. But if a person makes a shavua not to eat matzah specifically for leil pesach, so then loke, you get malchus because you made a shavua that you're not allowed to do, but it's not chal because you can't make a ochel matzah b'lel pesach, and therefore you do eat the matzah because you can't make a shavua specifically against a mitzvah. If you included, right, a shavua shav, that's why you get the malchus. If you included other days that it's not a mitzvah, then it's chal. But here, you specifically only made it for the time of the mitzvah. If you made a neder, then it would be chal. Like a konam alai achilas matzah. Okay, next. Tav peivav seif aleph. Seif aleph. Shi'ur kazayit. Okay. What's the amount of the kazayit? We spoke a lot about kazayit in the previous shi'ur, and we also spoke a lot about it. I'm not going to get to review everything. But what is this kazayit that we're talking about? Yesh omrim dehavei kechatzi beitza. So here, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the opinion of Rashi that it's chetzi beitza. You take an egg and you cut the volume. Clearly it's the volume. We'll see again. You cut that in half and that is the kazayas. The Rambam holds that it's a shlish beitza. It's one third. Now I did see in years ago in Rav Chaim Na'ez Sefer on Shiurim. I forget exactly who he quoted, but he says some point out that there's not a huge difference between Rashi and Rambam. And obviously there's a big difference between a third and a half. But he says it's not such a huge difference, because according to the opinion it says it's half that's including the volume with the shell. And if the opinion who says it's shlish, it's without the shell. And there is airspace. The shell, the shlish would be with the shell. Correct. That's what I meant to say. The shlish is with the shell, and chetzi is without the shell. Thank you. Because there is airspace. Like if you, for example, you just take a hard-boiled egg, and you'll see when there's always extra airspace. No. Okay. There's still a little difference, but it makes it smaller. So anyways, so normally what do? If it's a halacha that's daraisa, halacha is you go l'chumra, and you have to have a half an egg, and that's what we're talking about usually for the night of Seder, it's of matzah. And then if it's an issue of derabanan, then usually we rely on a shlish. Mishnah Berurah also points out that if someone who's a chole could rely even on the shlish for matzah, and he's and also, whenever we're dealing with brachos lechatchila, because the bracha levatala issue, like for achilas maror, so you're saying a bracha for it lechatchila, you should have half. Even though eating maror nowadays is derabanan, but you don't want to say a bracha and get yourself into a suffix of bracha levatala. Okay, haga. Now make sure you eat it all at once, the kazayit. In other words, we learned it has to be b'chdei achilas pras, somewhere from 2 to 9 minutes. So the Ramah is just again reiterating that this shi'ur has nothing to do with weight and grams. It's on pounds. It's always shi'urim. These shi'urim are always volume. You can measure what it is once as volume and then remember it for the future by weight if that to make it easy for you. But the shi'ur itself intrinsically is always volume, and therefore when you're calculating it, you have to smash it down. Right? There's a lot of bumps and grooves in lettuce. I don't know, certain vegetables, maybe celery has lots of hollow spots. So you have to smash it down when calculating your volume. Also a fluffy piece of bread. Matzah, maybe, crumbs gets a little bit smaller. Certainly, fluffy bread, you smash it down in order to figure out the volume. Okay, Tav Pei Zayin. Seder Tfilas Arve Shel Pesach. Okay, now we're starting to daven at night. So Aleph, Seder Hayom. The Seder for davening of the day is Arvit V'Shachrit U'Mincha. For Arvi Shacharis and Mencha, Omer Shalosh Rishonos V'Shalosh Achronot U'Kedushat Hayom Be'emtza. So you say seven brachos, right? We're all familiar already. You do three, the standard three, then the last standard three, and then there's the new bracha in the middle. Right? It's all in our Sidurim. And we say, Atah Bechartanu V'Atiti Lanu Hashem Elokeinu Et Yom HaMatzos HaZeh Et Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh HaZeh. So we start out with the Tav Bechartanu and we mention specifically the holiday, which holiday we're talking about. So the Sephardim have the words Yom Tov. I believe Ashkenazim do not. I'm not sure about Hasidim, but most Ashkenazim might. Anyway, whatever your sitter says. Some say Yom Tov, some don't. The standard Ashkenazi sitter does not, and Nesach Ashkenaz and Sephardim definitely do have Yom Tov. So then we say Sephardim wants Tzan Chayrutenu. Then we get to Yalev Yavo, and again we specify which holiday we're talking about. So twice we're specifying which holiday. Obviously for Pesach it's Pesach, if it would be Sukkot or Shavuos it would be a different one. Or Shemini Atzeret. V'hasiyenu, then you say V'hasiyenu. Now you do mention in Hasiyenu Moadecha, you mention Moadim, but that doesn't help. It does. Somewhere in the middle, you have to specify the exact, if it's Shabbos, and if it's Yom Tov, you have to specify which holiday. You can't just say Yom Tov. Moadecha is not good enough. And in Hasiyenu, you do mention the word Shabbos. So, Mishnah Berurah does have as a Tzarech Iyun, but B'di'evit it probably counts, because you did mention it somewhere in the middle. V'chotem, Mekadesh Yisrael vehazmanim. And then you mention, if it's Yom Tov itself, you mention Yisrael vehazmanim. V'im amar Mekadesh Shabbos vechazer botoch kedei dibur yatza. If you say Mekadesh Shabbos instead of Yisrael vehazmanim, so you're not Yotzei right now, unless you toch kedei dibur, I don't know, maybe 2 seconds, something like that. It's either three or four words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and some say Umori. Either way, it's about 2 seconds or so. And that's how much time you have to quickly go back and say, correct yourself, and say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim instead of saying Shabbos. Because if on Yom Tov, let's keep reading. So he says like this. If you said Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim, Tokhidei Dibor, then Yatza, your Yotze. Achrei Shu Yodei Shu Yom Tov, since you know that it was Yom Tov when you said Shemona Esrei, and you did mention Yom Tov in the middle, and then Tokhidei Dibor, you mentioned, even though you started Baruch Atah Hashem, not thinking about Mekadesh Yisrael Azmanim, you said, since you corrected yourself, and you knew it was Yom Tov, it works. Now, Lamaisa, most poskim, Mishnah Berurah, Yabi Omer, I'll point out, even if you forgot, when you said the words Baruch Atah Hashem, even if you weren't thinking about Yom Tov at that time, you're still Yotzei. Because as long as you mentioned, if it's Shabbos, you have to mention Shabbos and the specific day in the middle. And when you conclude, you mentioned Mekadesh Shabbos if it is, or Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, and you said it at the, then, you're going to be Yotzei. V'imchal b'Shabbos, so here, if it's Shabbos, Omer, you have to add the words, et yom hamanoach hazeh, most of us have the versions, both Ashkenazim and Sephardim have the versions of, now we say, it's based on the Arizal also, that you say the words Yom HaShabbos Hazeh, but Shulchan Aruch had the version of Yom HaManoach Hazeh. Ve'et Yom Chag HaMatzos Hazeh, and then since it's Shabbos Pesach, you mentioned also Yom Chag HaMatzos Hazeh. And then, alright, the Sephardim would add the words Yom Tov. And then Ve'choteim Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim. And then you mentioned first Shabbos, and then you mentioned Yisrael V'Hazmanim. And Yisrael goes on Zmanim, not on Shabbos. That's very important. If you mess up the order, it could be a shayla if you're Yotzei B'Di'evit even. You're changing the Matbeya Chachamim, and you're also has an issue of... Shabbos has nothing to do with Yisrael. Shabbos is because it is. Only the Zmanim, we make it every month with Kiddush HaChodesh. So... Let's see. Now, if a person says b'di'evit doesn't mention Shabbos or Yisrael ve'azmanim, so then it's a machloket if you're yotzei b'di'evit. As long as you mention, if you mentioned the holiday in the middle, so the Mishnah Berurah's maskana is as long as you mentioned the holiday in the middle. Let's say you mentioned it's Pesach in the middle, and you end up with Shabbos, and you leave out Mekadesh Yisrael ve'Azmanim. It's a problem, but he says b'di'evid you're Yotze. As long as you mention the word Shabbos, you're going to be Yotze. If you said Shabbos in the middle, and you left out Shabbos when you say Mekadesh, and you only said Yisrael v'Azmanim, then he says you wouldn't be Yotze. Whatever, you can look it up in the Bir Lacha, but he says Shabbos is a little more important. And Chazon Avadia, he says it doesn't matter, since you mentioned it in the middle. As long as you mentioned it in the middle, you'd be Yotze. Anyway, it's a machloket. Okay, we'll just leave it as a machloket. Tzarechion. Don't leave it out. And it's hard to leave it out if you're davening from a sitter anyway. Okay, ve'ein omrim berkas me'ein sheva afilu b'Shabbos. Now, I added the words afilu b'Shabbos. Sorry. When it comes to Pesach night, if it's not Shabbos, of course you wouldn't say me'ein sheva. Me'ein sheva is only for Shabbos, Friday nights. And even if it's comes out on Pesach on this night, you skip it altogether. And the reason why we do that is in order to make the davening a little bit longer. And so that people who come late, they don't have to leave when they daven outside in the fields, they wouldn't be all alone. People, I guess, those extra minute or 2 minutes, whatever, makes a big difference. Anyway, but for Pesach, we say Leil Shimurim, and therefore, there's extra Shemira, and we're not worried about it. Okay.
On different Chagim, you would say?
None of the Chagim you say Me'ein Sheva, because people didn't usually show up late when it was the Chag. People came late for Friday nights.
So the Leil Shimurim has nothing to do with it, really.
Well, the point is, even if it comes out on a Friday night, normally on every Friday night you say it, but this Friday night you don't say it.
Yeah, but it's really more because it's Chag, more so than because it's Leil Shimurim.
No, but even if it be a Chag, let's say you have Shabbos, Sukkot. Shabbos, Sukkot, you would say it.
You do say it?
You do say it. Yeah. But when you mention it, you don't mention Yom Tov. Because name, just like a little bit like the Haftarah issue. When you're only saying it because of Shabbos, then you don't, okay. The Haftarah by Chol HaMoed Shabbos. It's analogous. Okay. Base. Ein shaliach tzibur mekadesh v'beit ha-knesset. The shaliach tzibur does not say kiddush in the shul. Right? A lot of us don't do it nowadays anyway, but in shuls that do kiddush on a Friday night, you don't do it when it comes to Leil Pesach, because everybody has wine. Even the anim, everybody has wine and a place to eat for Leil Seder. So there's really no need to do it. So it's not done. Gimel. Shachach lomar ata bechartanu. V'amar yalev yavo yatsa. If you skip by mistake ata bechartanu, so you didn't mention any specific holiday, but you did say that you did mention the holiday in yalev yavo, you're yotze, because you mentioned it somewhere in the middle. Haga. Right. if you didn't mention it anywhere in the middle, not Atah Bechartenu, not Yalav Yavo, then if you don't mention, you wouldn't be Yotze. And it's not enough just to say Yom Tov, you have to actually mention a specific which holiday. Okay, Hagav, V'afilu Haya Shabbos. Im Yizkir B'Yalav Yavo, Yatzana. Even, let's say it was also a Shabbos, and you mentioned Shabbos during Yalav Yavo, you're also going to be Yotze. V'im Amar, but you left out, you didn't mention Shabbos anywhere, and not even Vasienu, then for sure you'd have to repeat. V'yamar Atah Bechartanu v'hizkir bo Shabbos. If you mention Shabbos in Atah Bechartanu, afilu hachi tzarich lachzor lahazkir v'yavo, then you still have to mention Shabbos again in Yalev Yavo, but you wouldn't have to repeat all of Shemona Esrei. That's what he means. Miyu, im lo yizkiru v'yalev Yavo, but if, that's what the Rama points out, but okay, you said it Atah Bechartanu, but you didn't say it in Yalav Yavo, Ein Sarich Lachzor. You don't have to repeat the entire Shemona Esrei. Because at the end of the day, you did mention it, somewhere in the middle, in Atah Bechartanu. And then again, you mentioned it at the end. U'shaliach tzibur sheshachach lahazkir shel yom tov b'shachres ayin kuf chav vav. So if the shaliach tzibur forgot to mention something critical in his private Yom Tov, what do? Look it up. I didn't look it up. You can let me know, but I think it just says he does not have to repeat because he's about to say Chazar HaShatz. And we'll just have in mind when he says Chazar HaShatz, he's having in mind his own personal obligation as well. Okay. Dalit. Beleil Rishon Shel Pesach. Gomri Mahalel B'Tzibur. Alright, so this is a big topic. We'll just go over it. Bekitzer, the night of Pesach, the first night of Pesach, so the Shulchan Aruch writes, you're supposed to say Halal in the Shul, part of Maariv, right after the end of Maariv, in the Shul, you say Halal with the Bracha. Bene'ima, Bivracha, Techila Vasilf. So you say it nicely, with the Bracha before and after. So yeah, it's important to say it nicely. But I've been to a shul before where I've never heard such a nice halal, and then you show up at your seder half an hour late, so, which is not which I would not recommend. So not to get carried away. V'chein b'leil sheni shel shnei yamim tovim shel galios, and in chutz la'aretz you say halal in shul both nights whenever it's leil seder. Okay, haga. And the Rama writes that our minag is not to say halal in shul. We only say it during the Haggadah. Ein anu omrim b'layla b'vira kneset ha-halal klal. There is no halal in the night in the shul. It's only in the we only say it in the house at the Haggadah. Now, so just to point out this minag of saying halal. So, and generally, the Sfardim say it. Hasidim say it in the shul, and the Talmidei Hagra, and other poskei from Ashkenaz also. But the general minag by Ashkenazim is not to, unless you're Hasidish. Now, what's the source? So I'll just point out real quick. So in Arachim is the Gemara in Daf Yud where it says to say it 18 or 21 times per year. It depends if you're in Chutz La'aretz or Eretz Yisrael, and that includes Leil Seder. But does that mean they're only during the Haggadah or even in Shul? So the first Makor to say it in Shul is in Masachet Sofrim. Just to point out, Aruch HaShulchan says nowhere in the Shas, Bavli or Yushalmi, does it mention Halal in the Shul. But the Meiri says that it does have it in his version of the Yushalmi. Okay. Right, so it seems to be that the Ikkar Takana was done to say Halal during, probably it was done during the Haggadah. It is unclear exactly the exact source. And then later on, perhaps parts of Klal Yisrael as a Minhag or as a Takana from Chazal added it or moved it to say it by the Beit HaKnesset. This way, some of the reasons is to Lahotzi the people who don't know how to say Halal, or because you want to say the Bracha of the Mitzvah. And during our Seder, we don't say Halal with the Bracha of the Mitzvah. Also, there's an Inyan al-Pi Kabbalah to say it. And also you have an issue of persume nisa. And that's also why it's important to say in the shul, and that's why it's also there's an inyan to say a bracha. Okay. And just a reminder, how come we don't say hallel with the bracha during the Haggadah? Either because we break it up in the middle with the meal, or because you only say it when you read it in shul, not when you sing it at the little Seder. Okay. Let's go on. Now, according to the minhag, you do say hallel. If you hold, you do say hallel, part of davening from Arab, if you're alone. So most say you should say it as well, even if you're alone. Lav davka, only b'tzibur. Okay, but that is a suffix in the poskim. Let's start the next, start siman. Tav pei chet, tfilas shachres. Okay, so aleph. Shachres, nichnasim v'de kineset. In the morning, you go to shul, the korim is mir shal Shabbos, you say it's extra tehillim, part of psukei dezimra, mitpalim, tefillah shachris, you say tefillah shachris, the gomrim halal, and everyone says in the shul, you say halal, right, we call it in the first day, everyone knows, you say halal shalim, and mevarachim, likrosa halal, and you read the entire halal, you say the bracha, Ashkenazim say, what is it, likrosa halal, Sfarim say ligmor. Mishnah Berurah says either one you're yotze, for Ashkenazim too, either version you're yotze, but he says he likes better to say likro versus ligmor, that's the minhag, first of all that's the minhag, but also because, I don't know, he says there's a chashash bracha levatala, ligmor sounds like you're going to say every single word, you're going to finish it and complete, and you might say it so quickly and skip a word or two there. Alright, I don't know, it's still going to be a problem for likros anyway, but that's what he writes. He points out if a person skips a word or a pasuk, you have to go back to where you started and then continue from where you went back to and go forward straight. Because you can't go, we can't read lemafreya halal. You can't read a pasuk here and a pasuk there. Okay. He also points out it's important to say halal b'tzibur. So if a person comes to shul late, a person comes to shul half an hour late, and the shul's in halal. He says, say halal with them, join in, and then do your kriyat shema, then daven shacharis yourself. Don't daven shacharis while they're doing halal, and then do halal by yourself. Okay? Okay, unless obviously the zman is gonna pass, that's a separate story. Okay, let's keep reading. Ve'eimav sikim bo'ela kaderach sha'amu b'kriyat shema. And then this, just as far as making a hefsek, whether you say a bracha or not, it's pretty much the same halacha, is you don't start talking in the middle of halal, and similar to what we learned by Kriyat Shema, we'll just read it here, but basically whatever applied then, we apply over here. So as a quick review, he says, Ve'emtza ha'perek shoel b'shlom aviv or rabo, is it's yira, in the middle of a mizmor, you say, you can ask even how someone is doing, u'meishiv shalom la'adam nichbad. And for kavod, you answer someone who's more mechubad than you, shenatan lo shalom, to respond to somebody. But ubein aprakim, and between each of the paragraphs of Tehillim, shoel bishalom adam nichbad, you can be the first one to ask bishalom a person who's more honorable than you, umeishiv shalom lekol adam, and you can give a respond back, good Shabbos, good Yantiv, Shalom Aleichem, whatever, in response to anybody. V'davka b'shnei yamim arishonim shegorim ha'halo din ha'achi le'inyan ha'saka alav yamim she'en gorim ha... Take a look over there, where it's a little bit more relaxed. But anyway, you basically do the same. V'im pasak b'emtza v'shaha k'dei ligmor et kulo. And if a person did take a break, and he paused, and was daydreaming or reading in the middle of halal, even though it was a break of 10 minutes, much more time than you need to say Alav Halel. Eino tzarech lachzor. Alav lemakom shepasak. You don't have to repeat, you just go back to where you left off.